Guardian Unlimited, and I'm on the summit of Cader Idris, the Welsh mountain in the Snowdonia National Park. It's just under 3,000 feet, and we chose this place to launch a new book on 100 years of the Guardian Country Diary. That's those marvellous little paragraphs that appear in the paper on the leader page when the paper was redesigned. We invited Guardian readers to come up here and join us. In a cloud, I have to say. We are actually in the middle of a cloud. But on the way up, we got fantastic views down over Barmouth and the Talislyn Railway going down its little valley and over towards Snowdonia and then to Mid Wales, a most beautiful landscape. We've come up here to this hut on top of Cader Idris to celebrate, and as well as the readers, there are five country diarists here. There are eight in all. Three of them couldn't make it because they either worked too far away or had other commitments, or in one case were actually having to write their country diary. But Jim Perry, who does the diary from this part of the world, is with me. He made sure we're up here on the correct route. We found that caterpillar on the way up, and I was asking you what it was. And what other sort of things would you look out for on one of your walks that leads to a country diary?
Well, if I were up here, I'd be really glad to see the ravens again. I always come here to see the ravens because they're always flying and playing around the sun. And they're the most marvellous aerial act. They do tricks and play with each other. And they're marvellous flyers. They're terrific flyers. They're the best flyers in the bird world. Ravens and peregrines, I think, are the great birds of the world. And I think they're the chief wildlife that I'd come up to see on Cader.
We've got a couple of Guardian readers here who've come down from the Manchester area, am I right? Yes. Stuart and Loretta. I know, Loretta, you're playing truant from primary school today. What can I ask you what's brought you up here?
I was just intrigued to see if I could get to the top of Cader Idris. I've never walked this high before, but I was enticed here by the gleaming landscape, and it's been well worth the trip. I've really enjoyed it. We've had great fun at the top. It's just been really worthwhile effort.
The gleaming landscape is the title of this collection of 100 years of the Country Diary. Stuart, are you a regular reader of the Country Diary?
I'm just a regular reader of the diary. I'd probably read it once a week or something like that, and it's mainly topics like Wenlock Edge. I quite enjoy reading over breakfast. So, fashion, good day.
That's lovely. Wenlock Edge is where Paul Evans writes from, and he's joined us here as well. And we've also got Colin Luckhurst. Now, he's the doyen of our country diaries. He's been doing it, save your blushes, Colin, but for quite a long time. When did you start?
I started writing the country diary in 1964, and haven't missed a copy date since. So that's my history, but...
No, you've done it from a lot of places too, haven't you? Can you tell us some of the... Your job has taken you around.
Yes. Over the years I've written from... I started off from the Shetland Isles, and then from Hampshire, Lincolnshire, Peebleshire for 10 happy years, and then various parts of the West Country, and you'll be seeing me now from Tetbury and occasionally from France, where we also have a place.
And you got into trouble once, didn't you, with readers? You've just been reading us.
You told me. I never knew. The page editor never told me I was in trouble.
There wasn't any trouble. There were some letters. But I was just going to say to Colin, Colin's just read from one of his diaries about dispatching a rabbit, which his son had wounded with an air rifle, but not actually killed. Nature's not all kind of pretty flowers, is it, Colin?
Oh, it never is, no. And farming sheep for 10 years. You know the cruelties involved in animal husbandry necessarily sometimes, but we always got very, very good at getting stuck lambs out with KY jelly, which I understand has other uses.
Lovely. When we advertised this outing in the paper last week, a couple of readers wrote in and their letters were published in the letters column. One of them told us how a Liberal MP set up the Idris Drinks Company because he was so keen on this mountain, Cader Idris, and he changed his name to Idris. But then another reader wrote in saying that while we were here, we should sing the strike song of the Idris striking workers in 1911 when they went on strike because a woman was sacked. And we just had about 50 or 60 people up here singing this strike song, and I'll just see if we can get can we just do that verse of the song again, everybody? It won't be quite so many people because the party is beginning to slightly disperse. So this is the 1911 Idris bottling plant workers strike song being brought to you by Guardian readers from the summit of Cader Idris.
Think of some and work at it, it's all well in your face.
Ben Bob for a most unpleasant job. Well, it's time for us to go down now. It's still misty up here, but there's only about 50 to 100 foot of mist, and then we'll be, think of us, we'll be having 2 hours walk down with the most fantastic landscape below us, truly a gleaming landscape, which is a phrase drawn from one of Jim Perrin's diaries, which is in this book, The Gleaming Landscape, 100 years of the country diary.